I've always been a Bears fan. It's easy to cheer on a team that's not a cheesehead.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
Awesome. It's Packer Day, Lou. Are you kidding me?
Yes, it is.
It is the greatest of all great days of the football season, the Chicago Football Bears versus the...
And today,
yeah,
in this special occasion of the Bears being favored,
yes,
we have a special guest appearing on our podcast today.
And who would that be, Lou?
This would be Mr. Calvin Dickman, my long-lost cousin.
Okay.
Come in, how are you today? The Bears win.
The Bears will win.
Hello, how are you today? The Bears win.
So what can you tell me about Cousin Lou that the rest of the world doesn't know? Hello?
I have no idea. There you have it. A true cousin looking out for my back.
Lou, that was very refreshing. So we're off the bye week, Lou. What did you do during the bye week?
I went to Atlanta.
You did. Hotlanta. How is Hotlanta?
It was busy.
Yeah. You were there.
Oh, yeah.
You were there for the Great Doodle Dickman's volleyball tournament, right?
Exactly.
How's she doing on the college level?
She's doing fantastic.
Oh, that's good to hear.
All Dickmans do.
Yes, of course. But that's exciting. You know, a Division One. That's a Division One school, right?
No, Division Three.
Oh, Division Three. Okay, I didn't know. But my nephew. My nephew is playing on the Miami of Ohio basketball team, so it's a big deal.
Miami of Ohio,
yeah.
Good conference.
Huh?
Good conference.
It
the
is
Bears
a good conference.
Probably compete in that conference.
And that's D1, baby. That's Division One. Woo! Whoever thought of McDonald, or actually his name is Richie, he's my sister's son, would get to the Division
right.
One. Whoever thought? Well, Lou, I'm going to try this one more time. Who is your... No, not one more time. I'm going to do it every week until I browbeat you into submission. Who is your Lou's NFL picker of the week, Lou?
My picker of the week?
Yes.
Is Curveball Charlie.
All right. Somebody who's not even in the pool. That's great.
So, yes, he is.
Which one is he?
You must find out who the moniker of Curveball Charlie is.
Curveball Charlie. So how do you know Curveball?
Oh, I've been going to his restaurant for years.
I see. So Curveball, if you're out there, you'll know who you are.
Yes.
My picker of the week, of course, it's Packer week, and I have to take Roka Smella. Roka Smella is the most annoying Packer fan I know, Lou. And I know a lot of annoying ones, but Roka takes the cheese crown, wouldn't you say?
Aren't annoying and Packer fan synonymous?
Yes, they are, but there are degrees of them, and Roka is the queen of the annoying Packer fan. But
hey, did her picks post?
Yes, they did, and she actually added a picture of her and Brian at the game.
Oh, how touching.
She's at Soldier
Field. A Hallmark moment for Lou Dickman Weekly.
That's right. Brian is wearing a good old number 34 jersey to represent us, and Roka is wearing the cheese crown. That's why I brought that up.
Very good.
Pretty good pick. Lou, you might want to even log on to see that. I don't know if you want to break your precedent there, but we did it. We did the picker of the week. Thank you, Lou.
You're welcome.
All right. Hey, Sam.
Are we going to see you for Bears Day today?
Well, unfortunately, I have to work, Lou. Isn't that suck? My favorite frickin' week of the whole season, and I'm indisposed. Eek.
Oh, well.
I know. Anyway, any sandwiches out there we need to know about? You're not going to fool me this time.
As a matter of fact, yes.
What do you got?
I have got from the Bopping Grill.
Uh-huh.
Their sandwich.
Ding, 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 ding. So the fish sandwich.
Yes.
And how is that prepared, Lou?
Cooked with bread.
Now,
Korean style.
Ever since you brought back the sandwich review, you're not giving any kind of descriptive. The whole idea is to have Lou give us a description that makes us salivate.
Gotta go.
Okay, you ready for your question of the week?
I'm all ears.
Okay, what is your favorite nickname of the Green Bay football Packers and why? Your favorite nickname of the Packers and why would that be, Lou?
Nickname of the Packers?
Yeah, you know, the Bears fans all over the world, they give them various nicknames for that famous Green Bay team. What is your favorite nickname that you've heard over the years and why?
Well, the only thing that comes to mind is Fudge.
It doesn't get any better. It doesn't get any better than that, Lou. Would you give us your catchphrase out? And go Bears! Packer Week. This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Good Old Fashioned Fudge Service. When you need your fudge pack, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou fudges you! We'll be right back.